The bite this spring has been pretty good. Redfish, sea trout, flounder. Usually with flounder, we think of a little later in the year, more in the summer months. The redfish and flounder, we've been catching on bait, you know, shrimp, live and dead, as well as soft plastics. A favorite color during the spring for me is white, whether curltail or shrimp patterns, you know, pitching and twitching. You know, redfish love those little mullet, and that's what the white color is. A great bait, springtime. We're seeing little menhaden coming in, as well as mullet. If you can get shrimp on the Georgia coast, it's a great bait. This spring, we're seeing the brown shrimp showing up right now, and they're showing up a little earlier, and they seem to be a little bit more abundant. These shrimp are thicker in the backs of the creeks or the heads of the creeks. So seeing the shrimp is really good. And as we've said, the bite looks like a pretty good year this year. On the offshore, you know, the cobia bite has been good when fishermen have been able to get outside. When the winds have been up, you know, it just doesn't allow that sort of fishing. Some inshore sheephead being caught. Usually you think of the sheephead during the cooler months, but those that are going after him, fishing along dock pilings or rocks, are catching some sheephead, mostly on fiddler crabs. So there are some sheephead action. Whiting bite seems to be slowing down as more sharks are coming in. Those small sharks are pretty thick in the sounds, and as a result, the whiting bite is slowing down. This is Captain Jack saying, fish on.